A bid to make road junctions in the Czech Republic safer by pitching cardboard cutouts of female traffic police has backfired because the mini-skirt-clad officers have proved such a distraction that accidents have actually doubled. Traffic police in Prague decided to put fake women officers on duty with stop-and-go signs at various dangerous junctions after it was decided that traffic lights were simply too costly. But with their raised hemlines, high heels, stockings and lipstick, the police officers have become crash magnets instead. A Czech radio station recently tried to help by providing hats and jackets for the cutouts, but they were quickly stolen, and now the sexy officers themselves have started disappearing, most likely ending up in bedrooms, saunas and gardens. If you think male models would have done better, then I have news for you. Those were planted at crucial spots about a year ago, and although they caused no accidents, they prevented few, and in the end, they too became a popular collector's item. The Christian Democrats, the oldest party on the Czech political scene, which has found itself marginalized by newcomers, recently produced a calendar to try and win over young voters in its traditional bastion, Moravia. It picked a number of attractive young women to pose in regional costumes to represent the party's traditional values. A party official was present to see to the photo session, making sure that the young women looked sweet and virtuous. It was made clear to the photographer that in all snapshots there should be no cleavage and knees should be primly covered up. The calendar was deemed a big success until someone put up very different pictures of one of the girls on the internet. She'd kept quiet about the fact that she had previously posed for a soft porn magazine. The calendar is now having to be redone without her offensive presence. The Prague-based Greek-born juggler Bursas Charalambos set a new record in Prague this week, doing headers with a ball for 8 hours straight. 58-year-old Charalambos is world champion in this discipline. He holds 80 Czech and 10 world records in ball juggling, which he took up after he gave up playing football professionally. "I just liked playing around with a ball and it developed into a serious hobby, Bursos said. He can do headers in any position, sitting down, lying down, kneeling or anything else he's asked to try. One of his records is walking backwards with a ball on his head for 24 hours straight. His next feat, which he says will take him a year or two to perfect, is to be walking with a ball on his head with his eyes tied." Well, looks like there isn't much he does in life without balancing a ball on his head. Jan Čečerle is a guardian angel. In the past 20 years, he has saved more than 50 lives and is always on the lookout for people in trouble. It's not as if he feels he has a vocation. He is simply there when things happen. It all started when, at the age of around 30, he bought a house on the Ohře River, seeking to get away from the bustle of city life and envisioning long, quiet evenings fishing and sitting around a campfire. The reality was somewhat different. The house was located right next to a dangerous weir on the river called the Weir of Death, which has proved fatal for many canoeists. The first time he heard a call for help, he thought it was children playing, but it was a girl in trouble. Jan ran out and saved her life. Ever since, it has become a routine thing, not only for him, but also for his wife and daughter. Dozens of canoeists overturn at the weir in the course of a year, and like a team of well-trained professionals, whoever's home dashes out and throws a lifeline to the person in trouble. Most of the time, it is Jan Čečerle, who this year received an award for merit. A 20-year-old Czech student won £1 million in the lottery after putting together the date of his birth and that of his girlfriend, combined with Jaromír Jágr's jersey number. Unfortunately, he failed to check the winning numbers properly, and dejected by another loss, he tore up the lottery ticket before throwing it in the bin. The next day, the entire family was down on its knees, searching through the bin for the scattered pieces of paper. The ticket was reassembled, somewhat the worse for wear, but officials accepted it and paid out the money.